Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act. Open enrollment began on November the 1st. It ends on December 15th. That's 45 days for people to get health insurance signed up with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. A lot of people have questions because there have been many attempts by those in Washington, D.C. to end Obamacare. They have failed. So we have another round, another year. And if you don't sign up, you could face the penalty for that. If you've got a question or a comment about what's changed, what's new, what have your experiences been, and how do you feel like this is going, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. If you need help, we've got help available for you to figure out how you can navigate the system, 210-614-8980. We're joined by Annelle Trevino. She is a program manager for the Daughters of Charity Services of San Antonio and Enroll SA Coalition Chair. Also with us is Lori Lodes, the co-founder of the Get America Covered campaign. And a little bit later, we're going to be joined by Ana Sandoval, the San Antonio City Council member for District 7. So, Annelle, let me ask you about what we're doing this year with the Affordable Care Act. Have there been major changes? Is it a whole new ballgame, or is it we're just continuing?
We're just continuing. So that's one of the things we want to tell people. Nothing's changed. We're still here. You know, they still have to enroll, and we're still offering that same help.
What kind of help is that? Talking about what services you provide.
Definitely. So we have our certified assisters that can help them enroll throughout the process. I'm not going to tell you that it's something really complex, but it's not that easy either, just because there's a lot of questions about some of the things that come up are what kind of income do I report? What all do I need? So we have the people ready, bilingual, certified, and ready to help.
It's like I got a new phone. I couldn't figure it out. It's easy when you know how to do it. But if you have no clue, like me, it's like I don't even know where to begin. So getting in touch with someone like you and other people who have certified in dealing with providing these services, you start walking through and not long after, you're ready to go. Is that it?
That's exactly it. And, you know, we've been doing this for the past few years. And that's what we're here for, to navigate them, to show them, and also to help them, to educate them. You know, what happens? Okay, so fine, I enroll. I'm on there. Now what do I do with it? So that's why we're here. We're here to make sure that they not only enroll, but they enroll in a plan that they can use and that they know how to use it. I mean, we'll do everything from helping them set up an email account to helping them find their doctor and set up their first appointment. You know, and we're available year round.
Okay, let's go to Lori Lodes with Get America Covered. Do you agree with that, little has changed or nothing has changed from previous Obamacare sign-up rounds?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, Annelle, everything that she laid out is so important, because that in-person assistance to really help walk you through, help somebody go through the process of signing up for coverage on healthcare.gov is so helpful. What we are trying to do is to make sure that people understand and they get the basic information they need to sign up for coverage. There is a lot of confusion out there. That's the thing that's probably different from previous years, is just how confusing everything has seemed because of the debate around repealing health care, because of the conversation around rates. I think for a lot of people, it's a little bit intimidating this year to really know what is happening. And as Annelle said, nothing has changed. You can still go to healthcare.gov or to go to people like her and get the help you need to walk through the process. It's really simple. And the thing that is super important for everybody to know is you don't have that much time. You have to sign up by December 15th. There's a shortened open enrollment period this year, so you have to take action, and you have to do it very soon. The other fact that's super important for people to know is that financial help is available. 8 out of 10 people qualify for this help that lowers their monthly premiums. So what we have encountered is a lot of people think that coverage is out of their reach because it's too expensive. But what they find out when they visit healthcare.gov is that the financial help that is available, lowering the monthly premiums, makes it much more affordable and makes it something that they can have as part of their monthly budget.
210-614-8980. If you've got a question, a comment, you want to share your experiences with the Affordable Care Act, give us a call, 210-614-8980. Lincoln is called in. And Lincoln, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is, you already said it, Lincoln. My experience with the Affordable Care Act, I signed up in the first year more out of fear of a penalty on my taxes, and it balanced out. The premium was the same as the subsidy, so I didn't pay anything, each month, and I thought that was great. If I had some sort of emergency, I got the cheapest bronze plan to do that. All year, didn't go to the doctor, and then the next year when I started to sign up for it, I noticed that the cheapest plan was about twice the cost, and the subsidy seemed to have been cut about in half. And I make, less than $35,000 a year, so live paycheck to paycheck, and so paying for healthcare out of pocket was not really an option, especially because I don't go to the doctor very often. And so that next year I was looking at either a $700 penalty on my taxes or a $250 a month premium to pay for health insurance I wasn't really going to use. So I didn't sign up the next year. And I don't know, I just kind of wanted to share.
Right. It's good. It's good that we heard that your experiences, because that's a snapshot of what people go through. And have you needed health care since you've dropped your coverage?
I mean, no. The first year, I didn't go to the doctor once. And the second year, even without health insurance, I did go through some mental health stuff and had to go a couple times, but paid out of pocket and ended up paying about $300 in health care costs.
Okay.
Out of pocket, no health care or no insurance. And
Are you going to look at anything during this open enrollment? Maybe you're going to see, maybe this time there's a plan out there that might fit your needs.
I mean, I'll probably try to log onto the website and go through the process of retrieving my password, where I have to call and probably sit on hold for a couple hours. Just the experience I had last year.
It's
kind of frustrating, I guess, and I'm hoping maybe they streamlined it a little more this year.
Okay, Lincoln, good luck with that. I appreciate that. So let me ask Annell over at the Daughters of Charity Services of San Antonio and Enroll SA Coalition. What about Lincoln's experiences?
Well, and that's one of the reasons why we're here, right? And why we want to tell people, come see us. Definitely I urge Lincoln to come to one of our sites. We partner up with several organizations around town to make sure that we're close to them. But as far as Lincoln's direct experience, he doesn't have to sit on hold for a couple of hours. I'm not going to tell him either that it might only take 5 minutes, but we do have the resources to call on behalf of Daughters of Charity or any other organization, try to get that help for him, try to help to see if we can speed up the process for a password change, try to see what we can do for him. Now, I do, when he talks about the fine and the cost of it, so I do want to mention something that, and then consumers can find it on healthcare.gov. By all means, come see us. It says, if you can afford health insurance but choose not to buy it, you may pay a fee called the individual shared responsibility payment. Now, if there's times and there's special situations, they cannot afford it, even though the system might tell them that they can, we can also walk them through an exemption. Sometimes there's several things that could qualify them for a hardship exemption, and they just don't know. Right. So that's why we're here, to make sure that if there is something that might have happened in the last couple of years and we can get them for an exemption, we can help them through there. But at the end of the day, we want to get maybe one of our partners, one of our clinics. Daughters of Charity has a clinic, Central Med, Communicare. There's many partners that we can, university, that we can get them to get some help. Ultimately, what we want to make sure is that everybody's covered and that everybody has some type of health care.
Lori Lodes over at the Get America Covered campaign. You mentioned that, we have a shorter window to sign up and the deadline is December 15th. But are you concerned that people will wait till that last day and the system could crash, all sorts of problems could happen? People may be betting that there's going to be extensions and grace periods like we've had in the past. I wouldn't count on those coming around again.
I think that's exactly right, and we're really encouraging people to come in as soon as possible and to shop. I think what Lincoln brought up is a really good point, right, that he went in the first year, he found plans that he could afford, he went back the next year, and they weren't as affordable. The thing that's really good to take away from that is plans change, prices change every year. And that's one of the reasons why it is so important to come in to healthcare.gov and to shop and to see what's available. Because this year, more than ever before, you're going to find lower, more affordable premiums for most people because financial help has increased so much this year. But to your point, Dave, absolutely, people should not wait till the last minute. It's good to come in now and to see what options you have available.
But what about the, didn't our President Trump, he signed an executive order. Wasn't he trying to get rid of the subsidies? So are there still subsidies or not, Lori Lutz?
Yeah, subsidies are still available. As Anil said at the beginning, nothing has changed. What the administration did was they put out an order that they were no longer going to make payments for these cost-sharing reductions. But these cost-sharing reductions still exist. What the government is doing, they're just paying it a different way. And so it really, the decision meant nothing for most people, because if you qualify for this what's called a cost-sharing reduction, not only do you have lower premiums, but you also have lower deductibles and lower out-of-pocket costs if you choose what is called a silver plan. So, but I think it, again, goes back to the confusion that people have, thinking, oh, no, subsidies went away. The financial help is gone, which that could not be further from the truth. In fact, because of what the administration did, financial help has increased for the majority of people.
But the silver plans, and that's the middle, we have the bronze plan, silver plan, gold plan. And I understand the silver plans have gone up about 34% because of cost-sharing subsidies being cut.
That's right. But financial help has gone up by just as much, right? So financial help has increased 70 to 80%, depending on where you are, where you live, which means that you're not going to be penalized for any of the decisions made by the administration or for the insurance companies increasing their rates. You basically are held blameless in this situation if you get financial help. And as I said, 8 out of 10 people qualify for financial help. Important, though, not everybody does, right? And so while Lincoln thinks he does, he should come in and check to make sure he still qualifies for financial help. But some people aren't going to qualify for financial help, and plans are going to be more expensive this year. But there might be a plan, and Anil can help you walk through this. Gold plans actually might be more affordable for you this year as opposed to the silver plan you're currently enrolled in.
So people like Lincoln should not just assume that there's nothing for them. They should go check it out.
It's one of the biggest challenges we face, is people think that health care coverage is out of reach for them because they've had previous experience where they couldn't afford coverage. But if they come in this year, they might find that coverage is more affordable than they think. And so that's the most important thing that we really want to get across, is to visit healthcare.gov or to go to an assister like Anil and the groups that she works with to make sure that you know exactly the choice that you're making. Are you going to have to pay that $695 penalty? Or, like most people, can you find a plan under $100 that is actually affordable for you and fits within your budget?
Anil, so y'all are having, fairs, opportunities, people come see you in an easy, informal fashion?
Yeah, definitely. We're at different sites. I can tell you right off the bat right now, we're at Daughters of Charity, Monday to Friday, 8 to 5.
And where's that?
That's at 7607 Somerset Road. But also, our community is very familiar with Central Med Clinics. Okay, I can tell you that Monday, Wednesday, we're at our Southside Clinic, 3750 Commercial Avenue, from 8 to 8. So if you work in the afternoon or you work in the morning, we're there all day long. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're 8 to 8 at Central Med on Walsham. The rest of the days that I'm not mentioning, we're still there, but just your regular 8 to 6, right? On the weekends, we're available Saturdays, 9 to 1, Sundays, 1 to 6. So if they want to give us a call, they can always call 211, or they can call us at 210-977-7997, 210-977-7997.
And so the Get America Covered campaign, do you do like phone appointments and help people individually, or are you just a broad stroke type of messaging type of organization?
We are just trying to get the message out there and trying to raise awareness as much as possible that open enrollment is happening and you have to sign up by December 15th. And then we are pushing everybody to Anil and her friends to make sure there is that on-the-ground help in person.
Right. So Anil and her friends, they understand that the local coverage situation. We'll talk more about that, local providers, and what local people need to know about getting into the Affordable Care Act and why they should or maybe why they shouldn't. Well, know. We'll discuss that when we come back from the break, and we'll be joined by a city council member from District 7, Ana Sandoval. Questions, 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. The Source continues. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act open enrollment period. It began on November the 1st, continues until December 15th, and it's a shortened period of time, and we're seeing that there's a lot of enthusiasm actually this year for signing up. More than 200,000 Americans chose a plan on November the 1st, the open day of enrollment. That is an unexpected surge of people signing up for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Far from the disaster that some people have called it, this is actually a vital service for many, many people across the United States. If you've got a question or a comment, we'd like to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. I want to welcome Ana Sandoval to our conversation. She's the representative for District 7 on the San Antonio City Council. Lori Lodes is with us with Get America Covered campaign, and Annel Trevino is with the Enroll SA Coalition. And let's get a caller in on the conversation. And we've got Lupe. And Lupe, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm actually embarrassed to ask this question. I'm on Medicare, and I'm wondering if the ACA includes Medicare supplement plans, or is that just a whole different animal?
Okay, that's a great question, Lupe, and I'm really glad you called in. We want these types of questions because if you're having them, a lot of people have them, so let's get this answered. So, Annel Trevino.
Definitely. So as of this moment, yeah, we that would be a separate issue, right? That would be a separate visit. However, we're still here to help. Like I said before, you know, it doesn't have to be like if you don't qualify for the ACA, still come and see us because we want to make sure everybody's covered. So Lupe, I would encourage you to call us. Call us at 211, maybe even make an appointment, www.enrollsa.com. Come see us, walk into any of our sites, and we can definitely help you. Several of our partners have eligibility sites. We can definitely help you find, you know, a supplemental plan, anything that we can do. Maybe not through the Affordable Care Act, but we do work with several partners that can help you get the coverage you need.
It's just another part, you know, the Lupe's question is a lot of people have different types of situations and say, well, I don't know if I'm in Obamacare or not, or I have this other stuff, but it's really confusing. Me personally, my brain just shuts off. I just can't even figure this out. So if I have this, you know, brain fog of what my health care situation is, can I just go to one of your clinics and ask questions?
Please do so. Please do so, because a lot of times, not only do they are they confused, like, for example, Medicare, do I qualify, do I not qualify? A lot of times people think, I don't qualify. They just assume, and, you know, they very well could have. That happened to me. I was on unemployment. Unemployment qualifies you for the Affordable Care Act, you know, depending if, or that's a type of income that counts, depending on the amount, of course, and the number of people in your home. But that's why we want to encourage everybody to give us a call and come in, and we'll definitely help them find something.
So Ana Sandoval from City Council, District 7, you used to be on the Affordable Care Act?
That's true. After I graduated from the last time I went to school, which was not too long ago, I did not have insurance. And I was over 26 years old, right, which would qualify you for being covered under your parents' insurance. So I went on to the exchange. And it was at first a little bit confusing, and the prices that pop up, you know, there's a silver plan, there's a gold plan. There were some options out there. I was here in San Antonio. There were some options out there, but I was really floored by the amount of, by the cost. So I was very fortunate in that one of a friend's friends was had started her own company, which was advising people on which plan to choose, and that was her business model. And so she was actually able to help me find the subsidy that I needed. So that wasn't very obvious to me when I went online, but it is an option. You may be more computer savvy and may be able to find that, or going to someone like Annel can help you find that information. So I was able to get a plan for under $200 a month. I think my premium was $134. And that's how I was covered until I was able to find a job.
And now you have a job.
It's true. And now I have another job and even and other coverage. So I just want to remind people that, you know, there is some confusion out there. And it's great that you're having this segment focus on this. We only have 6 weeks to sign up this time. But the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land. And it is because it's the law, it is your right to use it and to use those subsidies if they're available to you. And fortunately, there are a lot of people who are willing to help, just like Annell. And like you said, David, that, you know, some people call this, you know, a not successful program, but it absolutely is. If 200,000 people signed up for it on day one, if the first time this went online, we broke the system, right? There was so much demand for health care that the marketplace couldn't handle the demand, the volume. So I think this just speaks to how we recognize that we need it as members of the public.
And also the inability of some people to try to kill the program. When they try to do that, they realize, holy cow, a lot of people need this. Let's go to another caller. Let's go to Russell. Hey, Russell, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, I had a question kind of coming at this from a different angle. Mm-hmm. And I'm a small business owner. I have 15 employees, not counting myself. And we provide them insurance for themselves, and we also pay about 90% for their spouse and children. Is there any type of tax break that the Affordable Care Act would provide, and is there a resource that I could talk to about this?
Okay. I'll go with Lori Lodes with Get America Coverage. Do you have an answer for Russell?
First of all, I just want to commend Russell. Not all small employers offer such generous benefit, health benefits.
Yeah, good on you, Russell.
Exactly. So I actually think that Annell might be able to answer this, but there is the shop platform, which is where small businesses can go. It's sort of the the friendly site of healthcare.gov, but for small business owners and small employers. And so I do know there is a lot of help on there, and there is financial help available through that program. So it would make sense to check that out, but I'm sure Annell might have better updates or information for you.
All right. Annell Trevino, the floor is yours.
Yes, definitely. Russell, give us a call, 210-334-2335. I'll be looking out for your call. And there's a program called SHOP. It's part of our Affordable Care Act, and it's for small businesses. We definitely can sit with you. There's a lot of details that involve getting your business on board, but we can definitely assist you. I'd really, really urge you to call us right away so that we can go ahead and take care of you and make sure that you and your employees are covered. And there is some help out there, right, to go ahead and help you offset some of this cost or any additional help. So we definitely do this. We are certified, and it's called SHOP. And just please give us a call, and we'll go ahead and sit with you. We'll come to you, whatever we can do.
All right, the number to call in for your questions and comments, 210-614-8980. And Mary called in. Hi, Mary. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. The question that I had, we're self-employed, and we've always done the catastrophic insurance and things like that because we're a pretty healthy family. Well, this year, my husband had some health issues, and he had to have heart surgery. And our insurance is ending, and we were looking into Obamacare, but I was wondering about the pre-existing conditions and how that factors in into cost and whether he could even be covered.
Mary, thank you for calling in, and good luck with your husband. Sorry to hear about that. Annell, what about the pre-existing condition?
Mary, I definitely ask you to give us a call. Come to one of our sites. Pre-existing conditions will not keep you out. This will not change your coverage, okay? This is something great about the Affordable Care Act. A lot of people before couldn't get coverage, or it was just, extremely high because of their pre-existing. That will not affect you. That will not disqualify you. That's the whole point of us having the Affordable Care Act. So no worries. That's what we're here for. And please give us a call. We'd love to help you.
So Anna Sandoval, District 7, you are the chair of the city's Community Health and Equity Committee. How important is it to San Antonio to have the Affordable Care Act for the overall health care for the city?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely important for a number of reasons. Let's talk about emergencies, right? If something occurs and you don't have coverage, you could have lifelong debt because of that lack of coverage.
Okay, so we had an emergency just nearby in Sutherland Springs. We have many people who have suffering from gunshot wounds. They did nothing wrong, but we live now, we have somehow decided as a society that it's okay for anyone who wants to get a terrible weapon and go on a spree can, then these people, they're going to have to deal with lifelong medical issues.
Lifelong medical issues as well as the lifelong financial burden. And what does that do for, well, A, quality of life of those individuals, but B, of their families, and C, of our whole community? We will end up supporting them in some way or other. So I'll give you two ways in which we do that. One is through our through our hospital district. That does not belong to the city. That is overseen through a hospital district here for Bexar County. But that is where people who may not have other resources or who are indigent will go for health service. And we all pay for that. That's part of your property tax. So as long as those costs continue to rise and people aren't covered by insurance, we are paying for that as a taxpayer. Now, I believe...
But had we mm-hmm. expanded Medicaid across Texas like other states had, mm-hmm. then we wouldn't have to be paying that out of our property taxes.
Correct. Some of that would have been subsidized through the federal Medicaid okay. expansion. But right now we're putting it on our local tax base. So we've already paid the federal taxes for it, but it's just going somewhere else. And we're using our local tax base for that. Secondly, when people don't have insurance, they are less likely to seek preventative care and to keep track of their health. I will give you a very personal example. I didn't go to the doctor for about a year. And I had insurance, but that was terrible. My blood pressure went up by 10 points. That probably had to do with my campaign. But when you stop seeing the doctor, you're more likely to have health problems later on.
Right, and under the Affordable Care Act, you can get those checkups totally covered.
For free.
For free. You don't have to pay a copay. You just got to go and make sure it's just a checkup. All right, we're going to go and take a quick break. We got some other callers on the line. If you got questions or comments about the Affordable Care Act and how to sign up during this shortened window, call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. No question is too big or too small. 210-614-8980. The Source continues. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Many advocates of the Affordable Care Act, a law also known as Obamacare, have been concerned that consumers aren't going to be signing up for coverage this year because Congress has tried repeatedly to knock out Obamacare and repeal it. And then President Trump has also said repeatedly, he's described it as failing or dead. He said, don't even talk about it anymore. It's gone. Well, it's not gone. It's still here. It's available to help you if you want Affordable Care Act. So I've got a question or comment. We want to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980. What can the Affordable Care Act do for you? Joan is on the line. Hi, Joan. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. Do you have to apply every year?
Great question, because that's something a lot of people have. They're asking about their rollover coverage. If they had it once, what's it going to mean for them again this year? So Anel Trevino with Enroll SA Coalition and the Daughters of Charity Services, what about rollover coverage?
Yeah, so as Lori was saying earlier, and I said earlier, nothing really has changed. However, your plans there might be a little bit of a difference there as far as your coverage or, like we were talking earlier, the pricing. You never know. I encourage everybody to come in, re-enroll, look at the plans. I was helping somebody a couple of days ago. They were paying, if I remember correctly, it was about $89 a month. Their income hasn't changed, right? But even though there was this worry about subsidies, the plan might have gone up a little bit, but so did the subsidy. So this year, they were actually paying $69 for the exact same plan. Right. So I encourage you to come in. There might have been a little bit of a change. You might be able to get a plan that provides better coverage. Maybe something changed with your health. So we might want to look at a different plan that can address your new needs. Right.
Right. So say like last year, someone signed up for a plan, a silver plan, and it was working for them. And here it is, open window time again. Many people thought that if nothing changed, then they wouldn't hear anything from the Affordable Care Act, that they would just be able to just go and just continue on. So should people just make those assumptions, or if there was a price change in price or change in coverage, they'd still need to go and see you? Because that's a lot to ask for a lot of people. A lot of people are stressed out and don't have a lot of time. So was there an easy way to find out?
If nothing at all has changed within their life, yeah, they'll be re-enrolled. However, if it's a re-enrollment, odds are it's going to take no more than 10, 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. So I'd still ask them to come by. I know we all work. We have a lot going on. But guess what? We're available Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, you know, you name it, Sunday to Sunday. We'll come where they're at. Give us your zip code. We'll make it quick. We want to make sure that they're okay.
Okay. All right. Here's Mario. Mario, welcome to The Source. You're on the air, bud.
Thank you. So my question is, you know, I guess Trump cut the budget to support enrollment, probably to undermine the Affordable Care Act, by a factor of 10. So why hasn't the county responded by increasing their support tenfold? If the county taxpayers are going to end up paying for all of these health services for anybody who's not covered, then it just seems like a no-brainer that, you know, that we would invest in helping individuals sign up now as opposed to paying for the health care later, and it'll help our community be healthier and save the taxpayers money.
Okay, Mario, you bring up a great point. So I'm going to go back to you, Anel, and maybe Anna, you can add in on this. But has there been an awareness, okay, that the Health and Human Services, which is the federal agency that runs the Affordable Care Act, they have cut the funding for navigators by 70%. So there's less money available to help people figure this stuff out. Has that impacted you in what you do?
Well, what I can tell you is last year I had 10 navigators as part of our group. This year we have 14, all available, ready, certified to help. Now, I can also tell you, like, the story that I gave you about somebody enrolled a couple of days ago. The assumption a lot of times is, oh, my God, it's going to skyrocket. I'm not going to be able to afford it. That's why we're urging people to come in. This person actually saved about $20-$30 a month. Now, as far as the community and everybody else here, I can tell you that we've come together. We have the support. We're all working together. So the help that we can get, it's been there, right? So that we can bring that awareness, that education, that enrollment assistance to everybody in the community. And we're working great with everybody. Mm-hmm. We've got great support from our city and other organizations.
So Ana Sandoval, District 7 City Council, you're the head of the Community Health and Equity Committee. So there's an awareness there, like Mario brought up. If we invest in making sure people get signed up, then it is better for the overall community. And also, we don't have to maybe pay so much for emergency services.
Correct. That's been a priority for the city. And by Dr. Bridger, our Metro Health Director, she has galvanized the Department of Human Services at the city, the library system, 311, which you call whenever you need something, and Parks and Recreation, and so many other partners to get the word out, to enroll individuals for so many reasons. And I'm going to speak once again to what you said about emergency services. So, you know, we had a presentation by the fire department recently, and they told us, you know, the majority of their calls are not about fire. They're about medical issues. And of those, a majority of those are about things that are preventable. So if you have health care and if you take care of yourself, that means our firefighters and our EMS are available for other non-preventable emergencies. In fact, we have so many cases of preventable issues coming up, calling our fire department, that we have a squad dedicated just to taking care of those particular individuals, and they do preventative care runs. And that comes out of our fire department, actually. That's a health service that you should be taking care of with your doctor, but because that's not happening, our fire department is having to take care of that, because if we don't, then it's going to be even more expensive, right? We'll have emergency service medicine is the single most expensive type of medicine you can provide.
Another caller, Cindy. And hi, Cindy. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Yes, my question is, I have been enrolled in the Affordable Care Act since it was released, and I'm a big supporter of it. And I had no problem with the enrollment process. That went really smooth. My concern came after the enrollment came, and suddenly I had to find a primary care physician. And boy, I got to tell you, I had to make dozens and dozens of calls before I found a doctor's office that would A, accept new patients, and B, accept that type of care plan. And I'm wondering if that's been fixed, and that was a really frustrating issue for me. Is that still happening?
All right, Cindy, that's a great point. Thank you for that call. Lori Lodes at Get American Covered. Have you heard a problem like that before?
So I think every place is different and every community is different. And the great thing is, I'm just going to keep on championing all of the work that NL is doing, is that they can help you find a doctor and make that first appointment. And, you know, they can really help you navigate that process. It is an important point, though. There is the getting health care coverage, then there is the part about how do you use that health care coverage to make sure that you stay healthy. And so you're asking all of the right questions. One of the things that you can do when you're signing up for health care on healthcare.gov, if you already know the doctor that you want, you can do a doctor lookup right there through the process to find out if the doctor you currently have is covered or what plan does in fact cover that doctor. So there are tools available to you to help you identify a plan for the doctors that you have.
And Annel, you want to add to that?
Yeah, definitely. Again, just come and see us. You know, one of the things we try to make sure is that before they leave our office, they understand. We even make follow-up appointments to make sure that once they get all their information, they bring it in, we'll walk them through them, and we'll help them find, you know, the doctor that they need, make sure that their meds, you know, are going to be available. There's something that they provide for us, some literature. It's called road care to coverage, and that will help them. That'll walk them through step by step, but they're being walked through these steps by us as well. You know, they really shouldn't be going through this, and I really encourage them to call us 211-311. GoToEnrollSA.com. That's what we're here for, to go ahead and help them find. We also can help you make your first payment, you know, find out all about preventive. A lot of people don't know what the preventive that's covered is and that there's no cost to it. So I encourage people, even if you've already picked a plan at home, call us, let us. We're here all year round to help them not only enroll, but learn how to use their coverage if they're still unsure.
Last caller, this is Chris. And Chris, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. The last caller, I think, made one of my primary concerns is finding a physician in our area that accepts this coverage. But also I was wondering what options might exist for maternity coverage for my wife, who is already pregnant.
All right. And congratulations on that, Chris. And let's make sure this is going to be a healthy pregnancy. And what kind of services are available, Annel?
Well, they're going to have coverage, and there's going to be different types of coverage just depending on the plan. But again, that's why we insist on having people come in, because we actually take the time. If they have the time, we actually, while we go through their application, we ask them, you know, not that it'll affect in pricing, but to make sure that your zip code. Let's see what doctors are available. Do you have a doctor that you prefer? You know, if it's, you know, for maternity, diabetes, if you already have your doctor that you feel comfortable with, let's help you find a plan that's going to permit you to continue seeing this doctor. Let's find a plan that if you're on certain meds, it's going to be something that you're comfortable paying every month, right? There's some people that think, well, I don't want to pay maybe, I don't know, I'm going to give you just a random number, $50 a month. But if we look up your meds or we look up the doctor or your particular need, and for $10 more you could be paying maybe just $1 to see the doctor, then why not, right? So, again, come in and we'll help you find the coverage that you need.
So, Ana Sandoval, District 7, we've had two callers talking about how hard it was to find a local doctor, primary care. Have you seen this?
No, when I was on the plan, I was able to find a doctor. You can go online. Once you sign up for the plan, it's almost like having regular coverage through your employer, where you would just log into, say, Blue Cross Blue Shield, look for your doctors. But I do remind people that when you have an employer, you have that benefits specialist that works for you. And I think Annel's organization is kind of filling that role of that benefits specialist that we would normally have in a workplace. So it's also important to take advantage of that. But the physicians are out there. That was my situation 2 years ago. Again, I'm not on it right now, but I was able to find care and coverage for myself.
But we do know from previous shows that we need more primary care doctors. We need to find ways to encourage people to go into that specialty. But I want to thank Annel Trevino. One more time, how do people find you?
211-311, or just visit us at enrollsa.com.
And she's with the Daughters of Charity Services of San Antonio, Enroll SA Coalition Chair. Lori Lodes is the co-founder of the Get America Covered campaign. Thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for calling in, being with us. And Ana Sandoval, City Council, District 7. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.